All right, so how did it feel to see all the scouting and everything in offseason, look at that on the field?
It was nice to see the guys out there running around, hustling, to watch the coaches working with them. It was fun. We felt like this offseason was long, and it's good to get out here and get back to work.
How did it feel for you to be the guy out here?
It felt good. It honestly doesn't feel a lot different. I actually have a lot more time during practice to watch the other groups than I had before. I feel like the assistant coaches we have are excellent here, and so I trust them to do a good job, so it feels good to watch them work.
Is this CFL 101 today and tomorrow, or are these guys being evaluated?
It's more of the former. We're going to try to get them up to speed on the game. We're certainly going to watch the film when I head in and watch guys and see who look good and see who looks like they need a little bit more work. But the most part of these guys are here to learn the league, learn the coaching style, and really just get used to our systems and hopefully help them compete with the vets.
Will you trim some numbers before you go to main camp?
I can't answer that. I'll have to talk with Jeremy, but we're hoping to take everybody we got here to main camp.
Anything stand out on day one from your observation?
Not specific. I thought it was good tempo. I thought it was good pace. And I watched the O-line and the D-line. I thought they were working pretty hard. I'll have to watch film of the secondary and the receivers, but I thought the big guys up front did a good job today.
What have you been doing since you've been hired? What's the off season been like for you? Because you know, like the special teams coach, you work on that.
But yeah, I've been doing a little more just big picture stuff, Murray, in terms of some of the things I feel like we need to improve on as a team, some of the things I want to reinforce with the guys. And then I've just been doing a lot of discussion and talking with the coordinators. What do they need from me to be successful, and we're trying to implement that stuff.
Because you like to go away in the winter. Did you get snowboarding? Did you do any of that stuff?
I got a little bit in. Yeah, not as much as I normally would get, but I got enough in for, I'm good.
You got a gauge at all on the three Mexican guys that are here and the German receiver?
The reality is we really don't. I thought they did a nice job today. I watched all of them. The nice thing is at times I wasn't sure who was who. So I thought they fit in fairly well. They didn't stand out where we knew who the global players were on every rep. But one, the receiver number 7, he came to me afterwards and I asked him, is this much different than the football you played down south? And he said to me, not very much. And then he said, I'm planning on staying here, coach. So I think they're excited to be here. They're appreciative of the opportunity. And I thought they did a great job today.
Do you know for sure that there will be a global spot for one of these guys on the roster?
I don't know all that. But I know we're going to try to take them to main camp and give them the best chance they can to compete.
What did you think when they collected the bargaining agreement was tentatively signed?
We're pleased that there's a tentative agreement, but we also understand it's a process. We want to respect that. And so we've just been focusing on football, and we'll let that take care of itself.
Since you've been hired, I imagine you've had a lot of say in some of the signings, but what have you made of Jeremy O'Day's roster turnover?
I think Jeremy's done a great job in the offseason of identifying needs on our team and then trying to get best available. There were some young guys out here today that looked really good, I thought. And we're still going to have a few of our draft choices joining us here at main camp. So I thought it was a good first day. Guys are a little bit out of shape, but that's to be expected. They're going to have to learn quickly how much conditioning and being able to run plays a role in them making the team.
So McKinnis and Lennius, why are they not here today?
The reality is it was just travel. We only signed them the other day. So by the time we got all the travel in and got it done, it was just easier and more efficient to get them to Saskatoon. We've been in touch with them a lot. They know what's expected of them. They'll be ready.
Why did you make the switch for John Ryan over Josh Bartel? What happened?
We felt like we needed to improve in the punt game. And not just in punting the football, but in covering. And that was an issue we talked with Josh about last year. We need him to do a better job of getting downfield and tackling. But then we looked at the whole punt team as a group, and we felt like if we could improve the punting just a little bit, we felt like we had a pretty good group there. So then when John became available, he's an outstanding player. We felt like he'd improve our overall punt game, so that's why we went after him.
Can we look at the stats for Josh at the bottom of the league? Does that have part of it too? Is net penalty net average and stuff?
That's on me a little bit, to be quite honest, Murray, because we didn't ask him to bomb it. But the net punt is the key stat, and the fact that we were so low, we had to figure out a way to improve that. Punter was one area we felt we could do it.
When you watch that, if two guys, there are 4 touchdown returns, 2 guys blow tackles. If he don't get those, he's now an average punter. How much does?
Yep. Yeah.
I assume you weigh all that in.
I agree with you. And then the flip side of that, if he sticks his nose in there and makes the tackle, he also allows other players to get in there. So we've looked at that. We gave up too many big plays last year, and that's one of our goals in the punt game is we've got to shore up the big play. And that means our box players got to do a better job of covering, and the punter is a vital member of those box players. We've got gunners that go start it, but every once in a while it gets past those guys, and that's when the punter, the long snapper, the personal protector, they got to show up.
We make jokes about punters making tackles or flashing making tackles or letting guys run. That's you find that that's incredibly valuable in your
absolutely
system.
Absolutely. We've done a lot of studying, we've done a lot of research. The teams that traditionally have the best net punting average, they got their punter up there that saves the day probably two or three times. And instead of it being 80 for a touchdown, it's a 30-yard return. If you can, you know, if you can get your punter to stay involved and stop the big one, it makes a big difference. So we feel like we got to do a better job at that.